we may suggest at the beginning of the parsha, the flow between the parsha years. So the first parsha mentioned in this week's sedra is the dinim of Eved. Which the message is that Klal Yisrael belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't own somebody else. We don't have a bias over somebody else truly. So we can't really maintain somebody as an Eved. A father has a bias over his daughter, also limited. The next parsha, once he sold her off, he can't sell her again. He can't. He has limitations of what the father is able to do. The parsha after that is Maki Ish Vameis Mos Yumos. Now we already said, now we're telling you that the punishment for that is Misa. Chazal Darshan, that Maki Ish, that as opposed to if he killed an Eifel. Then Mashar Lotzodoy Belakim Inol Yodoy. Right? And but if he person did a mazid, there's no excuse. Human life is something when a human being acts like his creator, as it were, with the power, the decision, and the power to take away another human's life, he forfeits his right to live. It's not just a punishment. It's a forfeit of a right. You have to understand where you stand in this world. There's a concept of being like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Forshim point out that all of the examples over there are Yanam of Chesed. You don't find anywhere, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a Mishpat in the Rishoyim, you should be a Mishpat in the Rishoyim. So the Chazon Ish points out in the Emunah B'Tochen that when a bezin is oisim mishpat b'rishoyim, that's only because they act as the shulchan of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That lekim nitzav b'adas keil, that the Baruch Hashem is there present in the Eidah when Klal Yisrael is judging somebody. That we act as the shulchan of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We have no we as creations have no authority over another creation to decide whether they should live or die. It's a total understanding of the sanctity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu put life in this world. It totally belongs to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have no rights over it, our own or somebody else's. And so Rashi says that the Kiddush of Yehuah think, listen, if one person is dead, why should we take another person's life? But a person who doesn't live on the right terms, in this world on the right terms, he can't live. He can't be here. We live in a world where the concept of ritzich, of murder, of destroying people, has become so, it's been raised to a virtue by so many people. We become desensitized to the value of life, and we have to constantly remind ourselves. Maybe if Klaiso would reach the Madriga, they would have the true sensitivity towards other people's lives, whether it's in the physical sense or it's in the emotional sense, and not to speak Lashon Hara, or whether it's in the spiritual sense, the value of what the purpose of life is and what to do with it, and we would care about that enough, so we would actually be the Or La'amim of what the value of human life is. And that would get the message across. But we, as we become desensitized and we're not careful with other people's lives, and we feel ourselves on the right to pass judgments and to make decisions which will affect other people, not recognizing that we only have that right as the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we endanger our existence, and the world loses somebody to be the moral compass that which is needed for the world. Have a good Shabbos.